Every Tuesday, we get the opportunity to shine a spotlight on what's going on within our tech community. It is a segment appropriately entitled the Tuesday Tech Spotlight. But this is one of those stories that I just love the origins of. Out of a personal need comes the idea to help others that might find themselves in the same situation. We get the chance today to talk about No More Wait Lists, and its founder, Josephine Marchese, joins us for a chat. Josephine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Glad to hear that. Tell me about No More Wait Lists, and specifically, what was happening or what did happen to you that led you to create this?
Yeah, well, basically, it was inspired by my, my father. I love health issues. And we had a hard time locating, doctors without the wait times. And that's when I decided at that point that there has to be a better way, that no family should go through this. And that's when we launched No More Wait Lists in 2020.
So what is that better way then? How does No More Wait Lists, and it's nomorewaitlists.net, how does that help other folks?
Well, first of all, the online platform is the only one in Canada with the goal of abolishing wait lists across the nation, whether that's for doctors, specialists, natural practitioners, daycares, and more. And how we do that is we help businesses and services that don't have online presence or the marketing capital for online placement to reach the clients that need their services by showcasing their business on a comprehensive platform with a built-in booking system so that clients can see their availability and book their services in one place.
So this, are you working with both ends then, the potential, the customer and sort of the healthcare provider here, the patient and the healthcare provider?
Yeah, what we do is we have businesses register on our platform that do have availability, and then consumers can go in and they can check online based on their location, either by requesting availability or by booking an appointment or by calling the business itself to make that appointment as well.
Right. And so what have you seen by way of uptake, Josephine, for folks using nomorewaitlists.net?
Well, for April and May and June last year compared to this year, we went up to 157% traffic from last year. So people are in need of the service. It's quite obvious. There were wait lists before COVID, but now it's worse after pre-COVID. So there's definitely need of people looking for services, and they needed to go to one place to find these services. We are, we have the platform through our website, through mobile app. We have about 15 categories available, the ones I mentioned earlier. Plus, we deal with senior care, independent retirement living. These are the services that people look for on a day-to-day basis across Canada. So we're trying to make it easier for them.
Are there any areas of the healthcare system or the healthcare sector, Josephine, that you've had difficulty gaining entry to?
The entry is probably the clinics right now and the medical side of it. But I'm glad to report we have about 1,200 mental healthcare professionals that do have availability across Canada right now. So that's our biggest business boost, is that we have a lot of mental professionals right now that can take on mental patients.
Sure. And obviously, mental health concerns are top of mind for so many of us right now. So you're able to connect folks in need with people that can provide that support.
That's correct. Yes.
So what does it look like from the user perspective? If I were to download the app or go to nomorewaitlists.net, what does that look like for me, Josephine?
So basically what you do, you select the category, you select the city that you're in, and click on the search feature, and you have a couple of companies that will pop up. And then you select those companies that you are in contact with. Like I said, you can contact them through our system. You can call them as well, and they can, you can book an appointment with them directly.
What's the response been like since you launched?
I mean, we have about 1,400 businesses right now across Canada. And it's been quite positive. People like what we're trying to do. Like, we want to abolish wait times. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And people can resonate with our story. So it's been quite positive. And the feedback I've been getting from people has been, great to hear. Yeah, some people that have registered have used my system. So it's been, that's what keeps us going, you know, we're, you know, that's what keeps us going on doing what we're doing.
What have you learned since starting No More Wait Lists?
Well, what I've learned is there are doctors available out there, but they don't have the marketing presence to do so, to be found in an easier way. So that's where we come in. We're helping businesses that, and like I said, don't have an online presence, they don't have the marketing capital. And what we do is provide this system, like No More Wait Lists, like a comprehensive platform where they can, you know, book their for their services. So they don't, you know, people don't have time searching for services. It's just daunting and time-consuming and frustrating when you need them right away.
Are patients usually able to find those services and those healthcare providers in a reasonable geographic area, or are they traveling far to get there, or maybe even, you know, connecting over the phone or over the internet or something?
I mean, they can usually contact, you know, connect them usually in their region sometimes, but sometimes they have no choice but to go outside of their region or go online, have online services. That's the only other option available right now. People are using the online services that people are offering right now.
Sure. You know, as I said at the outset, Josephine, I always find it interesting and inspiring that the idea for this business comes from what you were enduring with your father, trying to get him the help that he needed. And I wonder if you ever saw yourself getting into a business like this. I mean, do you ever look back and say, well, that was an interesting turn?
No, not really. No. I mean, I was in my, you know, early 50s, you know, unemployed, and my dad passed away a year earlier before I started this. So when he passed away, it just hit me and said, you know what? There has to be a better way for families to find services. This is not going to work if we don't do something about it. And that's what inspired me is, you know, I have to do something. That's where I came up with No More Wait Lists. You know.
And how have you found the process of getting established and particularly, you know, the connection to a place like Communitech and the supports you might be able to find there?
Communitech has been great. They've been really supportive in what I'm trying to do. We're trying to, you know, tell businesses, please, I know for changes to occur, please join our platform. We want to abolish wait times across Canada. We want to, you know, we also want to increase advertising so we can keep costs down for businesses to use our system. We're doing everything possible to get the word out, you know. We're doing everything possible.
What do you see as the next step for No More Wait Lists? Is it simply a matter of getting more and more people onto the platform?
Yes, we encourage businesses, if you have availability. We have about 15 categories on there, and we welcome any business that do have open appointments, that don't have any wait times, to come on our platform, register. And we also like to welcome advertisers to back us up on what we're doing to keep, like I said, to keep businesses with a low-cost feature available on our system.
Where can people find you if they want to sign up on either side of that, patient or patient care?
Well, they can go to our website, or we also have mobile applications as well. They can locate us there as well.
Josephine, I appreciate you spending time with us on the show today to tell us about the business. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Josephine Marchese is the founder of No More Wait Lists. You can find them online at nomorewaitlists.net. And this, to me, is, as I said, it's a really interesting and inspiring story because it comes from Josephine's own experience with her family, who couldn't find a doctor willing to listen to her father and help alleviate his pain and suffering. One of the main problems that they ran into was wait lists. And then you look at the health associations that are now connected through No More Wait Lists, like the Canadian Counseling Association, for example, where anyone can find them as a listed resource to fill appointment openings. And then dealing with these associations guarantees the legitimacy of the professionals who have a profound effect on the quality of healthcare patients receive. There was a policy brief published by Second Street. It was called, it came out in 2020, called Died on a Wait List. And it found that almost 4,000 patients died between 2018 and 2019 in just over a year's time while waiting for surgery. So this exposes for sure some of the shortcomings of our public health care system, including poor reporting of deaths and patients on wait lists. And it certainly brings to bear the frustration and pain of patients and their families, which I think sometimes we overlook, who are forced to wait endlessly for life-changing procedures, or then they go off and they seek help elsewhere. If you consider a bulletin from the Fraser Institute that tells us that more than 63,000 Canadians traveled out of the country for medical services back in 2017. And that identifies long waiting times as an explanation for the out-of-country travel. This, I know, brings us around to a conversation that's kind of been simmering in the background around our healthcare crisis right now, and how much privatization should be a part, or how much private care should be a part of our overall publicly funded healthcare system. And make no mistake, there have been private elements of our system for some time now. But I think when we get bogged down in debating whether or not there should be any level of private care within our publicly funded healthcare system, we're missing what I believe to be the essential point here. And that has got to be around overall health outcomes. That needs to be what we are laser focused on, as far as I'm concerned. Right? We can't have situations where, you know, almost 4,000 people over the course of about 18 months are dying while they wait for care. That's got to be the focus. And then how we deliver that care to them, how we ensure that they get the care that they need so they're not dying waiting for it, has got to be the focus of the conversation. And we have to, I think, step away from this whole, wow, we can't have privatized this or privatized that. We have to make, what we got to really focus on is people who need care and are dying while they wait for it. That's got to be our paramount concern, as far as I can see. Anyway, it is called No More Waitlists. It's a Canadian network. You'll find them online at nomorewaitlists.net. All right, a quick break. When we come back, another edition of Parting Shots for this Tuesday, August the 23rd. Something you heard on the show today that resonated with you, something you didn't get a chance to weigh in on earlier. You've got a final thought to share. Constructive criticism, feedback, flat out criticism for yours truly. Your pick, and I've got some ideas as well. Parting Shots is next on the Mike Farwell Show. This is City News 570.